Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, have you considered opening your home to somebody in need? Well, Helping Irish Hosts are calling for more host families to sign up and accommodate refugees as people continue to flee the war in Ukraine and the humanitarian crisis intensifies. Ahead of an information evening, we're joined now by host Aideen Darcy. You're welcome, Aideen, to the programme this evening. You might tell us maybe firstly about your own experience as a host. How long have you been hosting?
Hi there, Sarah. I'm hosting since the start of the war, essentially. A friend of mine reached out and mentioned that they had a guest had come to stay with them. And I tentatively mentioned that I might be willing to do the same. So he jumped on my positivity, and I decided to be a bit brave and to get involved and do the part that I could do.
So can you tell us a little bit about how it's working out?
We've had a number of young women stay with us in the earlier months. And the woman who's with us now, she is younger than 30, and she's a dentist, and she's working very hard. And it's really great, to be honest. We kind of set up an agreement at the beginning as to what was provided and what we could offer. And so we had an understanding from the beginning, even though the language was not as straightforward as possible. But we use things like Google Translate or their speak and translate apps if anything is complicated, just so that we understand each other completely. And sometimes that can be down to, the ingredient on a recipe packet or something like that.
I know yeah, you're so living great. With your 11-year-old daughter is living with you. Did you ever have any concerns, yes, Aideen, about, inviting effectively a stranger into your home?
We've always had a house where we kept a room. We were lucky enough to have a room for a family member to come over when necessary. So it's a box room. And we'd have different people coming in through the house. We also used to share a room for dancers. So if a dancing company was coming to Dublin, say for the festival, we would offer accommodation, that kind of thing. But always cautious, always open. It's a very quiet household. We do all our partying outside the house. So it's a very safe house. And I think actually our guest appreciates that. It's a very secure space. She feels at home and she respects the kind of the vibe that we have going on. And I talk to my daughter, I check in with her and ask her, is she happy? How does she enjoy it? And at one point, I think back in April of last year, we were kind of going through a transition period where we had one young Ukrainian woman had stayed with us for a while and she was leaving to go to London. Another Taiwanese woman who lived locally just needed somewhere to stay for a few nights. And then we had another woman, there was a crossover, and we had the woman who's with us now staying with us. And my daughter's response to it was, "Mom, the house, it's very full, but it's only nearly full." But she said, "It's only nearly full." Okay, she just felt like we could get another one in there if we needed to. And I just thought it was the most generous outlook, So she's kind of like my guide.
Things. Yeah, and that's a beautiful approach that she has. But in terms of people who might be listening, who might be considering opening their homes, then I suppose the practical things, the financial implications of hosting somebody, how does it all work in terms of bills and supports?
Yeah, bills and support. So the government has the recognition payment in action, which is fantastic. And it made a big difference for me between coming to the end of a few months of an offering of accommodation to going, actually, I can do this for a bit longer, and this is covering what we need to have covered and that. What Helping Irish Hosts have, which is how I found my guests or my guests found us, we found each other. They have tons of resources on the website and it includes everything from a template for a house sharing agreement. So that if you're living with somebody new to the house, you literally write down a very simple, I suppose, contract on what's covered and what's not covered. But it's a personal agreement. I mean, some people have more resources at their disposal than others. Some people have more guests in their house than others. We just have a single single female living with us.
Yeah. So it depends on individual circumstances. So as you said, I'm sure there's loads of practical information then on helpingirishhosts.com if people have questions. But there's also, you could just tell us briefly about this information event happening this evening.
Yeah. So this evening out in Dunleary in the County Hall, Mary Kennedy of RTE fame will be emceeing the event there. They call it a roadshow. So Helping Irish Hosts have been going around Ireland, engaging in the community, engaging with hosts, people who have, you know, early adapters who basically come on board earlier and maybe have had more experience in the process than others. Mm. And they share that experience, but they also have new queries as well. Some people don't have the capacity to continue hosting. So they're also, it's a recruitment, I suppose, a recruitment and sharing panel where
so that'd be very useful
potential
for anybody.
Hosts can come on board.
Great.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's Dunleary and Rathdown County Hall.
And it's actually at 7 o'clock, so you've 27 minutes to get there.
Well, I better let you go until you get there in time.
They'll still let you in. But the Irish Red Cross will be there, the Irish Refugee Council, Ukrainian Action and the Open Community. So it's a really good opportunity to find out more.
Aideen, thank you for joining us to tell us all about it. That's Aideen Darcy.